Coach, you kind of just went toe-to-toe with one of the top teams in the country for 60 minutes. I know it's frustrating, but that you were in this all the way.
Well, we were, and I have to give our guys a lot of credit for saying we are going to go toe-to-toe, and they battled their hearts out. And, you know, we could do some things better, there's no doubt about that, and we will try to get those things corrected, but the effort was there.
Georgia really makes it tough on you defensively, don't they? Because they have so much talent, not only running the ball, but obviously we saw Green today. You know, they can beat you through the air or on the ground. That's got to be a real challenge for a defense.
It really is, because they can run effectively, and you got to have enough people up there to stop that. And then you get a lot of one-on-one situations with your defensive backs. And, you know, they got several receivers who can put a lot of pressure on you, and they certainly did with us today.
How do you think McKenzie did today? I know you're going to go back and look at film, obviously, but what's your impression?
Well, no, I thought he did really well. You know, he was cool and calm, and he made all the checks that we needed, and, you know, at times really threw the ball well. Only, you know, one bad pass when we were intercepted about 6 minutes to go in the half, but, you know, he was trying to make something happen there. You know, I think he'll get better and better as he plays, and he certainly gives us some things that we can help our offense with.
Has Jamie Graham surprised you this year?
Not really, to tell you the truth. We got him a little bit in spring practice out there, and just to see his explosiveness, you know, those 2 or 3 days we had him, I was, you know, pretty, you know, fired up about him playing receiver for us. And we thought he was going to be an excellent defensive back when we had him last year when we were redshirting him. And that's why we didn't put him in the games. We got, you know, a good secondary, and he wasn't going to get to play a lot. So, you know, we're glad we redshirted him, because he can certainly make plays.
What they come out of the locker room to open the second half and sort of march it right down the field and score and take that lead 21-7. But after that, defensively at least, you pretty much held them in check after that. What was the big change after they sort of waltzed downfield that last drive?
Well, we tackled better for one thing, and I think we stayed on our feet and, you know, weren't diving at ankles. And but, you know, we committed another guy down there, and I think they were pretty content on, you know, trying to protect the lead, and that helped us a little bit in that area to slow them down a little bit. And we made some big plays. You know, we made a big third down play one time, third and about three, and got the ball punted. And, you know, so a combination of making some plays and them trying to protect the lead, I think it was the key.
We'll take a break, come back, and have a few more minutes with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Back to Sanford Stadium here in Athens. The Georgia Bulldogs, a winner today over Vanderbilt by a score of 24-14, as we continue with Coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, you come into a game facing an Alabama team, or Georgia team, that was giving up about 52 yards a game on the ground. I saw Robbie shifted some people around on the offensive line, and, you know, Kyle Fisher gets a start, Eric Hensley gets a start, and you rush for 114, and, you know, it's twice their average, so I would think that's pretty pleasing to see.
It was. We ran the ball fairly well, and, you know, not only those two new guys giving a little jolt of life in there, but also, you know, our coaches did a good job of some schemes and some sets that gave us an advantage a couple times, and we took advantage of that advantage. But it's good to run the ball and, you know, be able to open up the passing game a little bit more. And, you know, when they have to respect that, you know, it just makes play calling a little easier.
Talk about, you get the ball back, they kick the field goal, or they attempt the field goal, hit the upright, you have the ball back, one timeout remaining, couple of minutes left on the clock. Without going into tremendous detail, obviously, but what was the strategy at that point, and what happened to keep you from being able to execute and get a first down?
Well, we were, you know, just trying to, thought we had plenty of time. We just thought we'd run some, you know, control, you know, pass routes and not try to get a big hunk of yardage at any one big hunk. So we came down to fourth down. You know, we missed a sprint out pass on third down. We came to fourth down, and it was, I think, about fourth and three or four. And we were bringing Jamie across, and it was against man coverage, and he just couldn't quite clear his man before Mac had to get rid of it. And Jamie still made a great catch, but came down about 6 inches short because of, you know, this throw going early.
Mm-hmm. I guess you probably were asked this in the media afterwards. Is McKenzie going to be your quarterback next week, or are you going to have to go through another evaluation in another week and, you know, reevaluate as you go along?
No, nobody asked me that.
Oh, well, I'll be the first to ask you then.
No, I think he did a good job, and he'll be right up there at the front when we start practicing, and I expect him to practice well, so I don't think anything unusual is going to happen.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us from the Commodore locker room, 24-14.